USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. The United States is in a recession as the gross domestic product contracts nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. Viktor Bout, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us. The release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
New York wants to add a tax to drivers that choose specific traffic routes.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing.
If you are a New Yorker who has been late for work because your train was not on time, you need congestion pricing.
The goal of congestion pricing is to encourage more people to take public transportation to cut down on traffic, while also directing extra revenue toward making much-needed repairs to the transit system. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
While semantics plays itself out with White House officials, the United States is in a recession as GDP contracts nearly 1% for a second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House, during an election cycle, is trying to change the definition and claims two consecutive quarters of negative growth is no longer considered a recession. A nonprofit, nonpartisan organization called the National Bureau of Economic Research has the final word. If politicians in Washington continue along this path, a depression is next. An Idaho sheriff said Wednesday his county is experiencing a crisis level of drug overdoses, especially fentanyl and methamphetamine. That's coming from President Biden's open border policy. Canyon County, Idaho Sheriff Karen Donahue on Fox News says there is so much illicit drugs, the cartels are destroying his community.
We're at a crisis stage, quite frankly. We have never seen the numbers of seizures and the amounts of any drug, including methamphetamine, like we're seeing in fentanyl. And, of course, we're still reeling with the methamphetamine crisis we've been in for years. And every bit of this substance, these illegal narcotics, come from the border, without question. Ravaging our communities and the overdoses. I've had, over the last year, numerous deputies hospitalized because of fentanyl exposures just in my jail, where we've had to hospitalize the deputies because they've come in contact with it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.